Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Is there anything else we can talk about today?
Want to talk about our kids, the weather?
Anything but the market.
It is pretty grim if you're a bull, and who would have thunk it? I mean, we in our ag e-letter a week ago had a downside objective of 587.5, set off a measuring gap that we had there all around the 22nd of September, but my oh my, didn't think it would come this quickly.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at. I had the downside objective initially of around the 625 level in Dease corn as the ultimate medium-term goal, and the 1285 to $13 level, excuse me, 1265 to 1285 level when it came to the November beans as the ultimate goal, with the idea that, you know, there's some minor support at 1240, 1225 level, that if we wanted to go down there, we could stretch our legs, but no anticipation that it would come this fast. In fact, the last 2 weeks, I've been of the mindset that if the macro fundamentals could get off our backs, we could have a nice short covering rally, retracement, relief, oversold condition rally, something similar to what we've seen in the past, especially as you garner more demand, which we have seen the demand come in and come back to the markets as the markets have fallen. But the macro factors won't let us have that. And I think today, you know, when you look at the grain stocks report and you see that, yes, the corn stocks were 165 million bushels bigger than the trade expectations on the high end of expectations. Yes, that was a bearish number, but the bean number was actually quite friendly, and the wheat number was, I would classify as neutral to slightly negative. So I think there's a lot more at work here than just the negative corn, bearish corn grain stocks number that's breaking this market today. I think it continues to be the influence of the outside markets, and especially China and especially the copper market.
Could it also be that traders have taken a hard look at EU inflation?
Well, I think that probably gave us the negative tone in the currency markets, where the EMU in the ECB are going to have a real tough time lowering interest rates to try and stimulate the economy. You know, the central banks just don't, whether you're talking about the United States, the European Union, Japan, China, Brazil, they don't have the same playbook, or they can't use the same playbook that they had back in 2008. To stimulate the economy for a variety of different reasons. And so I think the trade is looking at that. And then the Economic Cycle Research Institute came out this morning and said a recession is a done deal. We're already in it. And I think the market has caught up with that idea starting 3-4 weeks ago. It seems to me that the macro factors started to play a bigger role in our markets right before the USDA report came out, the monthly supply demand report came out. And then after that report came out, kind of confirmed that the recession was starting to hit the fundamentals of the corn and the beans in terms of bigger supplies and slowing demand. But I would say that's now reversed itself. This morning, South Korea was reported to have, in the last, I think, 11 days, bought 15 cargoes of corn, totaling about 840,000 metric tons. They've also bought a lot of wheat, and they've also bought some other feed grains to the point where I think the total cargoes was over a little bit over a million metric tons in just the last 11 days. So I think you're getting the demand back. I think the quarterly grain stocks report can be offset by what we saw in the hogs and pigs report this week. I think it can be offset by the issues with the profitability of ethanol producers coming back again in the last 3 to 4 weeks. So I just don't think and don't buy into this as micro fundamental, and therefore I'm not recommending any cash sales at this point. I'm not going to. The basis is too wide, and I think this is a macro market that you play it out in the futures or in the options market, and, you know, preferably the bought puts as oversold as we are.
Well, I look at the marketplace, and I look at that we're into another leg down, and I don't think the leg could potentially be completed depending on what we see in the October crop production and WASDE reports. But I look at this, and it tells me the trade is believing the old stock carryover, despite all the anecdotal evidence to the contrary that we have that no one has any corn.
I think you're right. I think the trade is in a mindset, you know, almost the exact opposite of what it was 60 or 75 days ago, that any bearish information that comes out, they're going to price in and get that into the price right away. if they need to come back and revisit the bullish number, they can. I mean, look at the weekly export sales for beans yesterday, over a million metric tons. And then Mexico came in for another 105,000 tons after that report. None of that really got traded at all. Mm-hmm. The trade is in one of those mindsets where it's going to throw in the price, the one extreme, and leave the other extreme out and shove it in a closet somewhere. I think it goes back to the commodity index charts. I'm not worried about the micro fundamentals at all right now. What worries me is the copper and the Chinese stock market and the macro fundamentals, and that pulling more commodity fund money out, more long-only fund money out, to the point where they really don't want to come back in, even in the fourth quarter. That's where I think it's worthwhile looking at, even at these depressed price levels, looking at getting some floors underneath you if we can't bring those charts back by today's close. And that's really what it boils down to, is that we've hit some pretty key levels in the last 3 weeks where the weekly closes have been important. This weekly close is huge because there's about four or five different commodity index charts that I track, whether they're weekly or monthly, or segregated into agricultural commodities only, that are on major support, that would suggest if you take those out, the dollar's probably going to go on higher, and that you're just going to lose more commodity long and index long interest in the markets as we go into the fourth quarter. And that's what I want to protect against, is another market activity similar to 2008, where we went sharply higher in the dollar. In August, we kind of sideways banded and tested support in September, and then we shot really sharply higher in October. That's what you want to protect against.
Well, that is the one silver lining that we have right now, the dollar not making new highs for its move, at least on this day. But I suspect that if you see that dollar creep up past 80 into the 81, 82 area, your grain prices could really begin to tumble further.
Yeah, I think that's what sets you up for another really tough week next week. And that's where at some point you just got to say, okay, what's wrong with getting a $6 December put in place at these price levels and putting everything, shoving everything into the bin, especially if you have a really wide basis, and, you know, start managing the risk from that standpoint, that you actually want that put to make you no money at all, because then you can more than offset that put cost, hopefully, with a much better basis and a much better futures price.
Where do November beans and December corn have support?
Well, I think the next one is probably down around the 1165 level. That's kind of a longer-term support that I've been eyeballing. That would be, you know, I was thinking that the 1225, 1245 level would be that ultimate level that we'd get to by the time we got to January. And then if the South Americans didn't have any weather problems and the outside markets would lay off of us, then probably the worst-case scenario would be closer to that 1150, 1155 level. So I think you're within 30 cents of it at this point, Dave. But, again, all bets are off if those outside markets trade a similar pattern like they did in 2008, in the fall of 2008.
And very quickly, the same for the corn.
Well, I think your 560 level has always been a price level. 560 to 545 has always been that price level that's attracted either the buyer or the seller to go ahead and get out.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you later.
You too, sir. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick.